If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Did you see the men's 100-meter final at the Olympics in Paris on Sunday? Noah Lyles, the American, stunningly beats Jamaica's Shane Thompson by 0.005 of a second in a photo finish. It was crazy. How about this guy, Lyles? Now he's got a shot to become the first American man to win the double, the gold in the 100 and the 200-meter race in the same Olympics. The last guy to do that, Carl Lewis in 1984. And it would be the third guy to do it in the last 50 years. Of course, Usain Bolt did it for three Olympics in a row in 08, 12, and 2016. Lyles' time of 9.79 seconds was a personal best for him. Neither Lyles or Thompson, the guy that was second, knew who had won the race. They had to wait until there was a video review of the photo finish completed. So Thompson got the silver. American Fred Curley won the bronze. He was at 9.81. His second medal in the event after he won the silver in Tokyo in the 100. So the men's 200-meter final takes place Thursday. Of course, Lyles is the big favorite. He'd be the 10th guy to win the sprint double in the same Olympics, joining a group that even includes Jesse Owens back in 1936. Well, everyone knew that Lyles was going to be in Paris. He had won the 100-meter in last year's World Championship. So he was a world champ in the 100-meter. You knew he was going to be at the Olympics, but nothing was guaranteed. He's always talked about his mental health struggles, you know, before and after he went to the Olympics in Tokyo. And Lyles was a contender for the 100 meters, but did not qualify for the Olympics in the event after he had finished seventh at the U.S. trials. And in the 200, Lyles, that's what he's great at. He settled for Olympic bronze and then talked to reporters afterwards about having depression and anxiety and all kinds of mental health struggles. In 2020, he talked about doing antidepressants, and he did that on Twitter. Of course, the guy also has asthma, and he had talked about, like, when the pandemic happened, he felt like he had been in a constant asthma attack. And he said he came off his medication because he thought it was affecting his training for Tokyo. And after he lost and got the bronze in Tokyo, he finally opened up to the world about how he was feeling. Back then he said, quote, "It's okay not to feel good," end quote. Even then, the track and field officials in the suits tried to keep him from doing those types of interviews and talking about depression. Think about it, though. This guy, Lyles, went off. He won the 200 meters at the 2019 World Championships and then did it again in 2022. He broke Michael Johnson's 96 American record in the process, and everybody thought he was back to form. He won the 200 meter again at the Worlds in 2023. He hit the double for the first time in his career, setting a personal best in the 100 meter with a 9.83. Then he tacked on a gold in the 4x100 meter relay on top of that. And everybody knew what was going to happen if he ended up in Paris. He'd be favored in everything. This guy even did a Netflix documentary called Sprint, where he finally got access to his fans, and he praised the documentary and the ability to reach more fans. He said, "I've always looked at my sport like we can do more. The fans are out there. We just need to reach them." After his big win on Sunday, he said, "It's my first time here on the Olympic stage in the 100 meter." He then acknowledged his errors, underestimating the guys he raced against in the early rounds back in Tokyo. And he said, quote, "I was like, I'm never going to do that again," end quote. He didn't do well, Lyles, in the semifinal, finishing second to Jamaica Seville. He'd been the only guy to beat the American this season prior to that. And then Thompson went into his semifinal and finished first. So there was a lot of talk of Lyles wasn't going to win. He was certainly jacked when he got into the blocks for the final. He had it all going. He was cocky, whatever. He didn't have the greatest start. It wasn't terrible, but he was in eighth place with 60 meters to go. And then he never led until literally the photo finished. And that's all that matters. He led and he won when it mattered. He was first over the line. I don't care if it was a photo finish or what kind of finish. He won. He got gold. That's all that matters. And how about your boy, the Joker, Novak Djokovic? He finally got an Olympic gold medal. Can you imagine? After three times losing in the semifinals, all of them heartbreaks, he finally busted through. He won straight tiebreaks to win against reigning French Open and Wimbledon champ Carlos Alcaraz, 7-6, 7-6. In tiebreaks, in Paris, your boy the Joker gets it done, stunningly. He had had his ass beat by Alcaraz at Wimbledon. The Joker called the match against Alcaraz an incredible battle. Joker added, "I put my heart, soul, body, family, everything on the line to win the Olympic gold at the age of 37. So when he was talking about the match, he said, quote, "incredible battle, fight. I honestly, when the last shot went past him, it was the only moment I thought I could win the match. He keeps on coming back and asking me to play my best tennis. It was fair to finish both sets in a tiebreak. I don't know what to say. I'm still in shock. I put my heart, soul, body, family, everything on the line to win it at the age of 37. The pride to play for Serbia, Carlos and Rafa. Love to play for Spain, Andy for Britain, Roger for Switzerland. You just see the reactions when they win. It's special. It's different." The Joker's the oldest man to win the Summer Games gold. How about this? He's the fifth guy to complete a Golden Slam by winning four majors and an Olympic singles gold. He joins legends Andre Agassi, Steffi Graf, Rafa, and Serena as the only players to have achieved that feat. The Joker had complained about knee pain after the quarterfinals, that surgically repaired right knee of his given him issues. It was the seventh time that Djokovic and Alcaraz have faced each other. The last time was the three-set sweep at Wimbledon on the grass. Now, Joker, after his win, leads Alcaraz 4-3 in matches. He staved off eight break points to win the first set. Fans were saying afterwards it was the most incredible tennis match they'd ever seen. Some fans said it was mind-blowing and that the Joker's the GOAT. How about the Joker? He now has 10 Aussie wins, 3 French wins, 7 Wimbledon wins. That's right, 7 on the grass and 4 wins at the U.S. Open and a gold medal. You can't slow down the Joker.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.